I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. Welcome to another episode of Hear Me Out. Today we have with us Kanaka Sivaraman, who is the founder and managing director of Chennai-based Hasta Spa and Salon. Hasta Spa is a premium luxury spa that provides services like manicures, pedicures, facials, Thai spa, organic spa, hair spa, and so on and so forth. Kanaka has been associated with the beauty industry for more than two decades now, where listening to her clients talk about their stress motivated her to open a wellness spa of her own. Within a short while, this venture has received much love and attention from the people who swear by the services provided at the spa. Welcome to the podcast, Kanaka. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Shruti. Thank you and your team for having me here. I'm really glad to be part of this podcast forum.
So, Kanaka, tell us your story. When and how was Hasta Spa and Salon conceived and established?
Allow your passion to become your purpose, and it will one day become your profession, which is right. From my childhood, I'm more passionate towards beauty industry. I always take good care of my skin. I got into beauty school. I've done my course. Later, I started a home-based beauty salon in Australia. For me, it's more than just a chemical product. I believe hands will talk and do magic to your skin with a healing strokes. It's all about personal touch. Also, from my own battle, I came to understand the pains and day-to-day stress. I can empathize, which made me to start a wellness spa. More than just a business, it's an awareness I want to bring in the society about the spa treatments and its benefits. That's how I started my own brand called Hasta Spa and Salon.
Kanaka, tell us, how important is it in today's time for anyone to visit a spa?
With our fast-paced lifestyle, we always forget to take care of our body and health. The spa treatments are not really new. The healing power of touch therapy have been expounded since our ancient times. It's a connectivity to healing your entire mind and body. Those days, they apply oil from head to toe, let it soak with a good massage and a hot water shower, which helps to remove all unwanted toxins from your body. That's how your body gets relaxed and regenerate. Bringing back our culture and creating an awareness, the spa treatments have become one of the most common ways for people to take care of their bodies. It works perfect for taking care of both physical and mental health.
Kanaka, spa is a blooming industry, right? So would you like to tell us what are some of the challenges that one needs to be prepared for if they were to set up a spa chain of their own?
It's obvious that no business is without hurdles and uninvited problems. We do had financial hurdles in the initial months of business. And when the business became better and profitable, came the COVID lockdowns and the loss we faced. The help of my friends and strong support of my husband. I always like to be independent and want to be successful. It's more than challenge. You need a positive mindset to set up and cope up with the competitors by giving good service and hygiene environment. Prepare for the changeovers of therapists, staff, and always keep upgrade.
I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. Like, you also constantly keep mentioning the act of touch, right? It's very important. It's very crucial when it's about spa and related treatments. And spa industry is very much based on this physical act of touch along with other practices and therapies. How did COVID affect the spa industry, wherein the politics of touch was entirely redefined for one and all?
Well, Shruti, because of COVID, we really had a very rough patch. Also, there were many spas got closed permanently. For me, more than business, I always take care of my staff welfare and their safety. That's more important. I made all my staff to get vaccinated. We have changed with the way of doing therapies rather than getting direct physical contact. We focus more on back and shoulder, foot, those kind of therapies we started when the COVID was peak. Even our clients also understand the situation and encourage with our changeovers. We make sure center is sanitized after every therapy. So slowly business is getting back into shape, I guess. I'm looking forward to our normal life rather than new normal.
Well, I hope your business blooms and everything gets back to quote-unquote normal. Kanika, do you have any self-care tips for our listeners today?
We always get connect with our mind, body and soul. When your body is healed, your mind will be relaxed. When your mind is relaxed, your soul will be happy. Keep your inner peace calm and relax always.
Well, I do hope that for everyone. But however, given the modern day lifestyle and everything, it just gets a little difficult for people to manage all of it by oneself. So, of course, then that is the point where everyone needs your services. And just tell us, how can one get in touch with you to avail your services and reach you, meet you, talk to you and connect to their inner self?
Hasta Spa is located in Chennai. We have two branches in Virgambakkam and Annanagar. You can reach us on www.hastaspa.com.
That was very precise and to the point. Get in touch with Hasta Spa. Visit their website, book your appointment. There are numbers and addresses available on their websites. Check out their services. Choose for yourself what works best and what doesn't, and get a consultation, visit them and just pamper yourself a little. Thank you so much for joining us today, Kanika. It was a pleasure having you with us.
Thank you, GK, for giving this wonderful opportunity. I'm so grateful to be here, and it's a great platform to express our experience and ideas.
Thank you so much for your kind words, Kanika. Well, I hope you keep growing and prospering, and may you open more branches. May more and more people get in touch with you, and you all have a great experience together. I am your host, Shruti, and we were in conversation with Kanika Sivaraman, the founder and MD of Hasta Spa in Chennai. Keep listening to Business of Brands podcast by GK Apple.